It's funny thinking about how denim started as literal workwear for miners, like pure utility. Nobody was wearing jeans on a high fashion runway back then.
Oh, definitely not.
Right. But fast forward to today, and looking at the source material you brought us about the inaugural Latex Fashion Awards, we are seeing like the exact same cultural flip happening in real time.
We really are. I mean, this event premieres in Q4 of 2026, and it's already being called the shiny event of the year.
Which is wild, right? It proves that alternative fashion is just flat out demanding global recognition at this point.
Yeah, and when you look at the heavy hitters backing it, the sheer scale of the infrastructure becomes so clear. Like, this isn't just a niche community gathering anymore.
No, not at all. I mean, we are talking of a headline sponsor like Vex Clothing, a brand that already dresses, some of the absolute biggest celebrities in the world.
Exactly. And they are joined by legacy names with so much history, like Libidex. Plus, you have Vivishine stepping up, which is a latex care company.
Oh, right. Because you can't have a red carpet moment if the outfit isn't cared for properly.
Precisely. Having a care company as a sponsor shows the whole ecosystem is complete. It's not just about making the garment, you know.
Yeah, the maintenance.
Right. It's about the supply chain keeping a camera ready.
Yeah.
The industry has really matured to support a global celebration.
Yeah. And the categories themselves prove it's fully penetrating mainstream pop culture. They aren't just awarding like technical construction anymore.
Right. They actually have category for best latex fashion, featured in a movie, TV series, or music video.
Which is huge. And another for best celebrity latex outfit designer. It feels exactly like the streetwear boom,
Oh,
honestly.
that's a really great comparison.
Like, luxury brands didn't invent streetwear. They realized they were losing relevance, so they hired underground designers to bring that edge to Paris Fashion Week. And latex is doing the exact same thing to Hollywood right now.
It really is.
So, does an award show like this mark the actual tipping point, like the exact moment where latex goes fully mainstream?
Well, tipping points are usually only obvious in retrospect, I think. But an award show definitely creates a formalized stamp of approval.
Right.
When categories explicitly recognize mainstream media, it just completely shifts public perception. The message they're sending is, you know, this isn't just some alternative scene anymore. This is Hollywood.
But if it is hitting Hollywood, it kind of begs the question, who actually gets the final say on what good latex fashion even looks like?
Right, so they've engineered a two-tier voting process for that. Right now, the floor is open to you, the public.
Oh, so literally anyone can vote.
That whether you are in the industry or just a massive fan, anyone can submit public nominations. You just go to latexfashionawards.co.u nominate.
Okay. And is there a deadline for that?
Yes, you have until midday GMT on June 27th, 2026 to put names forward.
Got it. So you nominate your favorite designers or models, but what happens after the public weighs in? Does it just go to a straight tally?
Not exactly. Those public nominations go into a voting matrix. It's basically a weighted system that filters out duplicate spam votes before handing the real list over.
Makes sense. You got to filter out the bots.
Exactly. Then that verified shortlist goes to a hand-picked panel of industry heavyweights. We're talking judges like Laura Police from Vex Clothing, Renee Mazumian, and Josh from Magpie Latex.
Okay, and then eventually the winners are announced by presenters like Zoe Page or Sigrid Latex, right?
Yes, exactly.
Wait a minute, though. I have to push back here.
Sure, go ahead.
If the public nominates, but the sponsors and insiders ultimately pick the winners, doesn't that risk becoming a massive industry echo chamber? Like it's just an industry rewarding itself.
I mean, I totally get that criticism, but a level of gatekeeping is actually how emerging industries establish high fashion credentials.
Yeah, I guess you need experts judging the actual craft.
Right. However, they did build in a crucial exception to balance out that tension. There's the fan favorite award.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that specific category is strictly voted on by the public. It ensures there's a direct, unfiltered line between the community and the recognition.
Ah, so it's a release valve for the public voice. I
Yeah.
really like that. It is going to be incredibly fun to watch it all unfold.
It really is. It's such a milestone moment, bridging the gap between underground trade and the mainstream spotlight.
Definitely. And just as a quick reminder for you listening, the awards will premiere over on the Latex247 YouTube channel in Q4 of 2026.
Don't miss it.
It all brings us right back to those denim work pants we started with. As highly specialized statement materials like latex gain their own mainstream award shows and red carpet moments, you really have to wonder,
Yeah.
how long will it be before these avant-garde fabrics become standard everyday basics in our own closets?